Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is, of course, 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning. Hey, Football Fridays, we gear up for the Eagles and the Bucs. Really intriguing matchup and an important game considering both teams are 3-0. Look, I know it's September. I'm not saying it's late December important, but it's intriguing. Two 3-0 teams. Squad that obviously has had the Eagles' number, but of course the Eagles always have, like, everybody's number other than this squad. So we'll get into it today at 215-592-9494. We'll talk a lot of Phils as well. They come down the stretch now with one more series to go. Still alive for the one seed, but also a decision to make, a possible decision to make for the playoffs if they advance far enough for a Game 4 starter. Walker Buehler outstanding last night. Aaron Nola, not so much most of this year. All right, all of it on the table with you, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
How's it going?
Good, bud.
Bengal Tigers can eat 60 pounds of meat at a sitting. Some have seen very, very hungry and very large Bengal Tigers take 80 or 90 pounds of meat in a sitting.
It's even more than Andre the Giant.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's, you know, that's saying something.
I mean, he was unbelievable.
Well, he was.
But can a tiger drink 100 beers in a sitting?
Exactly.
That's the real question.
That is true. All right, guys, we got a lot to do today. We'll do a ton on the Eagles for obvious reasons. But let's start with the Phillies. So, I mean, to me it is so obvious that it has to be Walker Buehler if you're in a game, you know, a four-starter for the playoffs. I mean, and by the way, a lot of times people say, you know, game four. Well, it's not necessarily game four. It could be game two of, you know, round three. Whenever that time comes, depending on how long the Phillies' first series goes, if they advance, you know, let's hope they need a fourth starter in October. That'll mean they've advanced to the National League Championship Series. I just think it is so overwhelmingly obvious that it should be Walker Buehler. But, of course, I ask everyone two things. One, do you agree with me it should be him over Nola? By the way, if you missed it last night, Walker Buehler outstanding again. He doesn't go too deep at this point. Phillies aren't pushing him. Five innings, no runs. We know Nola has maybe never this year been five innings, no runs. He's had a couple good starts, there's no doubt. Nola's had a couple really good starts. But he's had a lot more starts than Walker Buehler.
But he's always
had, for the most part, his starts have been not good. That's why his ERA is like in the sixes.
Well, he always has the home runs poke through. There's always an inning or two where he loses that control.
So, John, it has to be Walker Buehler, right?
I think so. Walker Buehler is a pro. Walker Buehler, holy cow, you look at the pitches that you look at his arsenal, his repertoire. The guy throws seven different pitches. He throws them all pretty consistently, pretty well, with good location. I don't know. I think he keeps guys guessing. I think the proof's in the pudding. You look at the fact that every time, like yesterday, you see him pitch, and I feel like I can trust him. You know, it was five innings. I guess he walked a few.
Walked the first batter.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was four pitches.
But and then he ended up walking. He ended up walking a couple more. So he walked three guys on the night. So that's not ideal. But the guy's been around the block a few times.
Yeah.
And I know that's the case with Aaron Nola too. But this is a guy who's been around the block and doesn't give up home runs every third inning.
Yeah.
You know?
Look, here's the deal. I am curious if you agree with me and John that it should be Walker Buehler. But I am much more interested in hearing from you of whether you think at 215-592-9494, much more interested in whether you think it will be Walker Buehler. Because here's the deal. I can't imagine there will be much dissent from the viewpoint that John and I have already expressed. I mean, to me, the village idiot knows it should be Walker Buehler.
Are you sure?
I think, but I'm not sure, actually, Ray. You know, like, here's the thing, guys. And let me be clear. This is coming from someone, me, who's a very big Aaron Nola fan and appreciator. I love Nola. I really do. I mean, I remember the days when he and Rhys Hoskins were the only two good Phillies. And I certainly remember in recent years when, for the most part, Aaron Nola's done a very good job in the playoffs. Now, he hasn't been as good as Wheeler, but, you know, he's been a really good playoff performer for the Phillies. He's been a really good National League pitcher going on a decade now. Like, he's been a much better Philly than Walker Buehler. But here's the deal. Not this year. And so, to me, it is so obvious it should be Walker Buehler if you get to that point. And I will tell you, I think it will be. I do think it will be Walker Buehler, but I am certainly not certain. How's that for a sentence? I am certainly not certain. I mean,
that works.
James, you in recent weeks have been of the mindset that when push comes to shove, they go to Nola. And I'm curious, after the last round of starts, Nola not good again in his latest start, Buehler outstanding in his latest start last night, do you still feel, James, that given the opportunity in the NLCS, Rob Thomson will mess that up?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I lean towards yes. I'm not as confident as I was, but I still think, like, and first and foremost, I'm 100% with you guys. I've been saying for a month, like, I would start Walker Buehler. There's a 0% chance that it wouldn't be Walker Buehler for me. Like, I'm 100% in on Buehler. The guy has pitched. He's pitched 40 more postseason innings than Nola, which is
well,
wild.
James, let me be clear about one thing. When you go, say, a month ago, I needed Walker Buehler to prove it here and this year because he was not very good this year.
He got cut.
And so, like, when they signed him, I was very clear. He's got to prove it. You know what?
He's proved it.
He's proved it.
Yeah, and then you look at the playoff history and all that. It's just, to your original question, though, Joe, I am still concerned that whether it's, you know, Nola for three innings and then they use Bueller two or whatever, like, I think Aaron Nola is going to get a start in the playoffs still. If I had to, like, you know, choose one way or the other, I think they're going to give Aaron Nola a start.
I will be so disappointed if that happens. And again, this is coming from a big Nola fan, but I'm curious, do you agree that, it, like, at this point, it has to be Walker Bueller? But more interestingly, do you think it will be Bueller over Nola? 215-592-9494. Let me just bring this home, and then we'll get to the Eagles, because there's a lot to do there. I view this through the prism of this one thing. This, to me, is what it comes down to more than anything. Rob Thomson having a conversation, looking directly into the eyes of Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, JT, etc., etc. But those guys especially, those guys have been here this whole time that they've made the playoffs, now four straight years. Like, how in, like, the world could Rob Thomson look at those guys in the next couple days and say, hey, Bryce, yo, Kyle, I'm going with Aaron as our fourth starter?
The assistant general manager, Bryce Harper, would say no.
I don't know. I don't know if Rob Thomson would, because, I mean, look at what he's done with Nick Castellanos this season. I think he's shown more willingness to make those tough decisions this season than ever before in his time as manager.
It took him a long time. I agree with you, but it also took him a long time to get there.
And it took him a long time to get there, yeah. Sorry, James.
I was going to say it shouldn't matter, but Nick Castellanos has 1 year left on his contract, and Aaron Nola has five at 125. Like, yeah. I know it shouldn't matter, but that kind of stuff plays into decisions.
Often does.
I think it'll depend on who they're facing, because that's, like, when he was asked, would you go with, of course, in the NLDS, it's a different story because it's a shorter series, but would you go with, you know, an all-lefty starting rotation for the first three games? He said absolutely, but it depends on who we're matched up against. So if they're matched up against a team that maybe he doesn't hit right-handed pitchers as much, then, like, yeah, we would probably see Aaron Nola.
Look,
we'd probably see both.
I just really believe that this is a scenario that is so obvious, and I will be, like, let me make it very clear. I'm a really big Rob Thomson guy. I need him to get this right, because if he doesn't, it's the kind of thing that I would say could cost him his job. Because it's so obvious. So don't screw it up. I mean, again, this is a pro-Rob Thomson guy, a pro-Aaron Nola guy. And I do think he'll go with Walker Bueller, but I'm not convinced. I'm curious where you are at 215-592-9494, what it should be, what it will be. All right. Second topic, obviously the Eagles. Now, this is an intriguing matchup. Both teams are 3-0. Both teams have a lot of injuries. Really, it's a tale of two, not cities, to use the old Charles Dickens tremendous book. This is a tale of two trends emblazoned in our minds. Emblazoned. You just about could not have two things that have been more consistent in recent years than these two realities. Reality number one is that a Todd Bowles coach team, whether he's the head coach or the defensive coordinator, which he was under Bruce Arians for a period of time down there, a Todd Bowles coach team gives the Philadelphia Eagles fits, gives Jalen a lot of fits, gives the offensive line a lot of fits, and a Todd Bowles coach team not only generally defeats the Eagles, they decisively defeat the Eagles. Like, decisively defeat the Philadelphia Eagles. That is a fact. Now, the Eagles got them one time in 2023, but all these other times in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, whatever the hell it's been, it's like not even close. That is trend number one.
Todd Bowles is 4-1 against Nick Sirianni teams, basically.
And the games haven't even been close. All right, decisive element number two emblazoned in our minds. The Philadelphia Eagles almost always win a football game.
Yes, they do, 19-20. Like,
but so do the Bucs this season.
Yeah, but the Bucs don't almost always win a football game. The Bucs, with Tom Brady, had a good role. It was short-lived. The Philadelphia Eagles with Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni and Lane Johnson, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, almost always win a football game. So I ask you today at 215-592-9494, what gives? John Ritchie? I mean, really, both are, like, stark in our mind. So, John Ritchie, what gives?
I'm worried about this game. I am concerned. I look at this one sort of like, man, if the Eagles can pull this one out, this team is really good. And they've got, you know, chance favoring them. Your fate is smiling upon them. If the Eagles can pull this game off in this heat, in this humidity, it's going to be over 100. Is that still accurate?
The real feel, 90, 91, real feel around 102.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez. that's really bad this time of year. I understand we went down there a day early to, quote, get ready.
Yeah, we'll be going down, quote, in a couple hours.
Be ready. Yeah, it's not, there's just no way that you can be ready for that. This Bucks team's not intimidated. They know how to beat us. They know they have beaten us. Now they have some injury issues also.
For sure.
You know, Mike Evans being out is a major blow to their offense. But the fact that we're missing two of our cornerbacks, that's not going to help us. And potentially, you know, we got Lane who's banged up. We got Landon who's playing hurt. Our offensive line not functioning at the highest level. Zach Bond and Jahad Campbell, both guys missing practice during the week.
But they did get in there yesterday.
And no brace on his knee.
Yeah, that's really a very significant development, both practice yesterday.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm just concerned. This is like I said, if we're able to pull this one out, what an accomplishment. I'm concerned we're not going to be able to pull this one out.
Well, look, I'm curious where you stand really on both topics today. The Walker Buehler thing, do you agree it should be him? Do you think it will be him? Does Rob Thompson in opportunity four for the postseason say, I'm just going with the guy that it's obvious it should be? Or is it the loyalty thing, as he has done too often through his tenure, but to Devin's point, less so this year? And the second thing really is on the Eagles, because it is a tale of two different trends. The Bucs almost always whoop the Eagles' butt, and the Eagles almost always beat NFL football teams. What gives this weekend?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.